Thank you again today for joining us as we continue to look at the home as God would have it. We've looked together specifically at the roles that God would have for a husband and his wife. We've looked together at roles that God has given a father as well as a mother. And oftentimes it seems that when we think about God-given responsibilities, well, that's where we want to stop. Well, we know that that's not the case. In the last 2 days, this study has focused on the children. We've looked together specifically in this study at children and the need for them to honor and to obey their parents. Well, today we see a third God-given responsibility to the children in the home. And sometimes when we think about children, we think about those who are still living under their parents' roof. Well, I have not lived under my parents' roof for several years now, but in no way am I not their child. They are still my parents. I am still their son, and no matter how old I get, no matter how old they get, I always will be their child. Paul places a great God-given responsibility on the children. There in 1 Timothy, he is talking to Timothy about the church's responsibility toward widows. Notice what he says there in 1 Timothy chapter 5, beginning in verse 3. Paul says, "Honor widows who are really widows. But if any widow has children or grandchildren, let them first learn to show piety at home and to repay their parents, for this is good and acceptable before God." Paul there lays it out pretty simply, doesn't he? He says this is good and acceptable before God. Well, what is for children to take care of their parents? Children, we need to understand that our parents have done so much for us. I'm a new father myself, and I want nothing but the best for my son. I want to give him everything that I can. I want nothing but for him to be happy. And I know that there's a day where I'm going to have some needs of my own. And as a child, we have a responsibility to our parents, God tells us. We are to show them piety. This is the only time that this word is found in all of Scripture. And it means that we are to show them respect. It means that we are to show them reverence. Are you showing your parents respect? We've talked a little bit the last 2 days about this, haven't we? And honoring and obeying them as our parents. Well, we need to know today that we have a great God-given responsibility, and that is to repay. Your translation might say requite what your parents have done for you. Please, my friend, look and pay attention to all the wonderful things that they've done for you over the years. And when a need comes up in their life, strive to be there to meet that need. Paul says that is not the responsibility of the church. But if a widow has children or grandchildren, it's their responsibility to take care of any needs that they might have. So please, pay attention. Look around. Know that God places that responsibility on you as a child of your parents. Be there for them, repay them, because they've done so much for you.